This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration for you. And today I'm returning to one of my favorite topics, how your subconscious knows things about you that you're just too busy to realize. It's only while you're sleeping that your subconscious can say, hey, I have something to tell you. And it does that through your dreams. So I'm going to share two really cool stories with you, stories in which dreams revealed important truths to two of our writers. Both of these stories appeared in our book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Dreams and Premonitions. In the first one, Christy Woods tells us about a remarkable dream that she had. Her dream started with her being pulled over by a burly Honolulu police officer, who then asked her to blow into a breathalyzer. Christy was bright red with embarrassment in her dream. Why did the cop want her to take a breathalyzer test? She hadn't been drinking and she was driving just fine. But then she struggled to blow up the balloon in the machine that he handed her. Eventually she got it right though, and the police officer went back to his car and he got this little handheld machine that resembled a calculator. It looked like the ones that delivery people use to obtain signatures. And then he came back over to Christy and he said, you are most definitely lactose intolerant. And then Christy woke up and she realized it was a dream. But on the other hand, she had been having digestive problems. So maybe her dream was right. Maybe she was lactose intolerant. So she went on the internet and she discovered that there was a testing device for lactose intolerance that looked a lot like the machine she had been blowing into in her dream. Christy decided she would stop consuming products made with milk, and sure enough, her symptoms disappeared. She never even went to a doctor, and her problem was solved. Somehow, Christy's subconscious knew that she was lactose intolerant, but with all the distractions of daily life, she had been ignoring what she actually knew already about herself.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I learned a lot about dreams when I made our Dreams and Premonitions book with Kelly Sullivan Walden. She is one of the preeminent dream analysts in the US, and she taught me a lot about dreams, how to use them to improve your life, how to analyze them, and how to make them a deliberate part of your identity. Kelly told me that she actually assigns herself things to dream about before she goes to sleep. So, how about doing that? Assigning yourself a dream about where something is hiding, something that you've lost. We've published so many stories from people who had totally lost something, sometimes for years. and then had a dream that revealed where that item was hiding. One of our regular writers, Eva Carter, wrote a story about that for Chicken Soup for the Soul, Dreams and Premonitions. Eva had lost touch with her friend Kat, but then one day, her friend from high school called her out of the blue, and somehow Eva knew it was going to be Kat. So she answered the phone with, "Hi, Kat," and Kat was surprised to say the least, but Eva had always said she was a bit psychic. Kat said to Eva that she wanted to test her abilities, so she asked Eva to guess why she had called. And Eva said, "You're getting married." Of course, it was true. So 4 weeks before the wedding, Eva went to visit Kat, and she found her going through a photo album. Kat showed Eva a photo of her mom as a bride and said that she was supposed to get married in her mother's gown, but she couldn't find it. Her mom hadn't told her where it was before she died. Eva and Kat searched everywhere together. They went through closets, they went through the basement, they went through the attic. There had been various tenants, though, in Kat's dwelling. It was a multifamily dwelling, and so they concluded that someone must have accidentally taken the dress away or it had been thrown out. So they decided that the best thing to do would be to have Kat's cousin, who was a seamstress, make a copy of her mom's wedding gown using a photo from the album. 3.5 weeks later, Eva returned for the wedding and discovered that Kat's cousin was not that good a seamstress because the copy of the original wedding dress was awful, just a mess. Kat was acting brave about it, saying it was just a dress, but it was obvious this was a huge disappointment. Now, Eva's mom still lived next door to Kat's house, so Eva went to her mom's house to sleep, and she couldn't get Kat's predicament out of her mind, and she said in her prayers, "Dear God, let Katerina walk down the aisle in her mom's treasured wedding dress." And that night, she tossed and turned, worrying about the dress, but she did manage to have a dream, and in her dream, she saw Kat's mother. And Kat's mother was standing on a staircase wearing the original wedding gown. Eva looked up at her, and Kat's mom whispered to her very softly, "Under the top step." So in the morning, Eva called Kat and told her, "Look under the top step going to the attic." Kat was skeptical, but she said she would do it. And then 20 minutes later, Eva looked out the kitchen window, and she thought she was having another dream because she saw Kat walking toward her with a big grin wearing her mother's wedding dress. She was holding the dress up a bit so it wouldn't drag on the sidewalk, and Eva could see that she was wearing pink bunny slippers under it. There had been a secret compartment under the top step leading to the attic, and the dress and the veil had been in there. So they took the dress to the cleaners, it was restored to its original splendor, and 2 days later, Kat floated down the aisle looking beautiful in her mother's wedding dress. So that's it. Two stories that show you how your dreams can reveal surprising truths. And you can pick up either of our Chicken Soup for the Soul books about dreams. The one I mentioned today, Dreams and Premonitions, or the one that's in stores now, Dreams and the Unexplainable, and you'll get more tips for how you can use your dreams to reveal your own startling truths. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. Come back for our next episode. We're going to talk about how you can make those dreams possible by solving your problem with insomnia. Dr. Mike Dow and I are going to talk about insomnia and stress and some very easy to implement tips for how you can make your sleep longer, deeper, and more reliable.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.